Sorry, go ahead.
Now, this is Jerry. I just wanted to say hi to Paul.
Hi there, Jerry. How are you, sir?
I'm great. How are you doing down there?
Very well, thank you.
Wilmington, St. Paul 9901, taxiing from cargo to terminal area.
Oh, we can try a vaccine flight. I need to, I have, I don't know, probably 6 or 7 guys waiting for me, and they're frustrated right now. Let me chat with those guys first. They're waiting at the tarmac, and they're waiting.
Yeah, that's not a big deal. Yeah, hey, Naresh, probably most of the guys you have are some of the newer guys anyway. If anything, I'd suggest we go ahead and fly with those guys while you got them. Those of us who can't connect, we can goof around and see if someone can host, or maybe, you know, I know everybody, every time we mention the word VASM, there's a lot of people that cringe a little bit. I'm just looking on serve info, and there's no ATC on our area, so it might actually benefit us if we don't want to deal with the ATC side of the house.
SBA 38 lining up on runway 6.
Hi, Naresh, this is Ken. Yeah, that's what I was sort of thinking. I just pulled up serve info real quick, and it doesn't look like there's any ATC at all on our route, so I'm just going to play around with that and just listen in and have a couple cups of coffee and have a couple giggles and chuckles.
If you're giggling, you must be listening to Jerry.
Good one, guys.
SBA airborne. SB-38 airborne at 3,500.
Roger that. I'm having to reload my aircraft because I've been sitting on the ground too long and my electrics went dead.
Okay, this is Bob. I'm starting engine.
Now, this is Jerry. I just tried to connect to Naresh's IP again, and it failed. So I'm just going to take off and fly to Bermuda, and I'll just listen to everybody on the mic, see what's going on.
Sorry about that, Jerry. I don't know what's happening. We'll try this again with a better server, or maybe with VATSIM. I don't know. We'll give it a shot again. Or someone can host properly. I think it's the issue with the bandwidth for me, and I don't know. I really don't know what to say.
Oh, no problem. Don't worry about it. I'm just going to do the flight anyway, and I'll talk to everybody as we go along, and have a good time. Enjoy those new guys. Break them in right.
Awesome, yeah. There's Captain Paul's taxiing to active. I believe Dave Rain has already taken off, and I have Eric taxiing to active, just following Paul, and I believe Anthony is there somewhere, and Gordy is still having problem.
Anyway, I'm on the runway 06. I just have clearance for takeoff, so I'll be with you in a minute.
Hey, Jerry, this is Ken here. What are you flying today?
Oh, I'm in the Lear 45.
Dan 4 on that. I'm flying Posky's RJ-900.
Oh, nice. I only picked the Lear because I thought that's what everybody was going to be in when we were online, but rather than change it, I just stayed with it.
Position and hold runway 6, St. Paul 9901. Wilmington traffic, St. Paul 9901, departing runway 6 eastbound, Wilmington.
St. Paul 616 is next, on runway 6.
SBA 38 climbing to flight level 330. You're not with us then, Jerry, no?
No, Jerry's flying it on his own. I'm not in the session. It never would connect, so I'm out here, but I can't see anybody, but I can talk to you. This way, I can't kill any of you either. I can't run into you.
That's good news, Jerry.
I knew you'd like that.
You chopped me into two pieces one time. Yeah, that was the ATC guy's fault, though.
Yes, it was. Sounds like Dave is leading the pack out there.
He is, actually.
That's the British.
By the way, we have a new guy from Australia.
Well, I think Paul needs to get a hold of that 1900 then and fix the fuel flow control on that thing.
Must be costing a fortune in fuel. Mind you, it's cheaper in the States, isn't it?
It's no problem, Jerry. It's just that Band-Aid on that leaking pipe. I'll have to replace it again.